Naturally, we are going to love our children. They are our offsprings. Naturally, we are going to love our siblings, brothers and sisters, right? What does it mean that we should love for the sake of Allah? Oh Allah, what should be our intention, what should be our niyyah if we love anyone else beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, oh Allah, I love my parents because you have commanded me to love my parents. So loving the parents is not directly, it is indirectly we are fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has commanded us to respect and honor and serve our parents. That's why I am loving them. That should be our intention. Ahabba lillah. I am loving my parents because, oh Allah, this is your command in the Holy Quran. I love my wife and my children because you have commanded me to love them. So, whatever to whom we love, our intention should be, I am doing this for the sake of Allah. And if we hate someone because he's doing something wrong against the Sharia, naturally we are going to hate him. So that hatred also should be not from our desire, from not our side, but it should be for the sake of Allah. You are very gentleman, you are very good person, but the act of yours, I don't like it, I hate. I'm hating because Allah has forbidden it to do. You are involved in unlawful things, and that's why I have to hate. So hatred also should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the perfection of the iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, Hadith Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates this hadith from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thalasun man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawat al-iman. If the believer has these three qualities in him, if he observed and he found these three attributes within himself, then that is the sign and indication of the sweetness of his iman. Iman everyone possesses. We, alhamdulillah, we all are the believers. But there are categories. There are, you know, the qualities of iman. So what is the sign of the sweetness of iman? In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned three signs. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَهُمَا. The first and foremost, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is superior in his heart other than anything and everything of this world. سِوَهُمَا. Anything of this world. When time comes to compare reason, through his action, he proves, yes, he can sacrifice love of his parents, love of his father, and love of his spouse and children, but love of Allah, he cannot sacrifice. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cannot sacrifice. That is the superior part in his heart. So, this is the first sign. If he has this, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, so many examples, they sacrifice love of their parents, love of their wives. They separated from the wives because they accepted Islam. They separated from their children. And they sacrifice everything, everyone, for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah. So many examples you find. So this is the sign of the sweetness of the iman. Second thing, وَأَن يُحِبَّ الْمَرْءَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. As I said in the first hadith also, the same matter, that he loves anybody or anyone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. وَأَن يَكْرَى أَن يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَن أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرُ أَن يُكْذَبَ فِي النَّارِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he hates to go back to the any act of the kufr, just like he doesn't like to be thrown into the fire. No one likes to jump into the fire. Everybody is staying away from the fire. It's dangerous. It can be burned the whole body. So the way a person hate and stay away from the fire, likewise he must stay away from his kufr and shirk. Any act, any word of kufr and shirk throughout his life, he should be not uttering or he should be not doing. If he found these three signs, then he can say he is a true believer of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One more hadith. The second part of the love is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded in the Holy Quran, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ وَوَالِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ اجْمَعِينَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That no one can claim he's a true believer until my love is more in his heart than the love of his own children, own parents, and all the people of this world. So, and we all saying, oh, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who can deny that? This is part of iman. If a mu'min or any Muslim doesn't have love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, oh, I only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it, is enough for me. No, not sufficient. Condition is this, that with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we all have it. But what is the proof of it? Every claim has the proof. What is the proof of it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, man ahabbani faqad ata'ani. Whoever claims that he loves me, then he has to obey my command. He has to follow my sunnah. He has to follow the way of mine. وَمَنْ أَطَاعَنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever will follow me or practice on my sunnah, definitely, most certainly, he will be with me in paradise. So only lip service, my brothers and sisters, is not sufficient. We have to have the true love, and true love we have to show through the practice, through our a'mal, through our actions, that yes, whatever the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm implementing, I'm practicing in my daily lives. And then after that is the love of our wife, which is the Valentine's Day. My brothers, this, the love of husband and wife, this relation of husband and wife, is the very, very important relationship. We all, most of us are married. So inshallah, on this day, it will help all of us. So, the first relationship, Allah explained, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is the relation of husband and wife. First relation of human being. Because first Allah has created Adam alayhi salam, then Hawa alayhi salam, and they got married. So, first relationship in the human history is the relationship of husband and wife. Then they became parents. Then the siblings, you know, came, the brothers and sisters. Then aunt and uncles and all the relatives came afterwards. So first and foremost is the relationship of the husband and wife. And this is the last relationship, everlasting. Because in paradise also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, all the spouses will stay together in paradise in the same palace. Husband and wife is going to stay together in Jannah also forever. Is their children will be there, but they will be separate in their own palaces, in their own Jannah. But husband and wife together will be in the same palace, in the same garden. They will enjoy their eternal life in paradise also in pair and together. You know, when husband was very, very disappointed with his wife, she was troubling and very short temper, always troubling, and he came to the Jummah talk and he heard from the Imam Maulana giving khutbah that after you die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reunite you in paradise. He said, oh Allah, in this world I was suffering, I have to suffer over there too. I don't want to go into Jannah if she is there. So this is how bad relationship are. But inshallah, Jannah will be different level. So the point is, my brothers and sisters, that everlasting relationship will be in paradise, also husband and wife. And in practical in this world, when the children grown up, the son get married, he's out of house and is living his own life. When daughter get married, she goes out of house and she live with her husband. Again, at the end, husband and wife remain together till the last breath. So this is the relationship. And my brothers, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned most of the hundreds of the ayat with regard to the rights of the husband and wife. Whole Surah An-Nisa, Surah An-Nur, Surah At-Talaq is full with the rights of the husband and wife. There are few rights with regard to the rights of the parents. There are few ayat with regard to the right of children, but hundreds of ayat is with regard to the rights of the husband and wife, how they should live together. The true love is between husband and wife. Why? Because ulama explained the relationship of husband and wife is the base of all other relationships because of this importance. And second reason, this relation of husband and wife is very delicate, very fragile. Because all other relationships will remain forever. Father and son, parenthood will be forever. Brother and sister, brotherhood will be forever. This is the only one relationship which can break very quickly and very easily. Delicate. Because one word, talaq, divorce, can separate husband and wife. Just one word. So only this relationship can be separated, can be break down. Brother and brother cannot give talaq to each other. Brother and sister cannot give talaq, divorce to each other. Father and son or daughter and mother cannot give divorce. Their relationship will remain, although they don't talk whole life, but still they will be regarded as father and son, brother and sisters. This is the only relationship breaks with the word of talaq. They are separate. So that's why it is very, very important to love our spouses. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khairukum khairukum li ahli wa ana khairukum li ahli. The best among you is that who is best with his spouse, with his wife, and I am best with my wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically has shown how to deal with the wives. He has several wives. We are stuck with one and we can't deal with that. But Rasulullah has so many. Just to show the practical example that your wife can be short-tempered, your wife can be like this. There are several conditions and situations how you can deal. You have to study the marital life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya kullu mata wa khayru mata'i dunya al-mar'atu salihah." Or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole world is the means of commodity, but the best thing in this world is the righteous woman, righteous wife. So on this day of occasion when they are buying so many gifts for unlawful partners, this is the love for the husband and wife. It is not only for the Valentine's, but it should be forever. Every single day we should love our wife. Every single day we should try to give some surprise to her, give some gift, make her happy, and this way, inshallah, our marital life also will be fruitful. May Allah bless us for that. Allahu Akbar, Allah.